Welcome back to the Two Guys and Chris Show. Here's the record that a woman has set. She's not in the United States. I believe it's Thailand. It's for eating rice, but it's not for the most amount of rice eaten. She ate the most rice in 1 minute by eating it one grain at a time with chopsticks. And it has been certified by Guinness. Yeah. And it's from Bangladesh. And she used chopsticks to lift one grain of cooked rice at a time and ate 37 pieces in 1 minute. So it's got to be that precise and that quick. So she did one every, minute and, or second and a half, something like that.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I mean, I'm pretty impressed by it.
I am too. Was the rice separated? Because if it's in a...
It was... I saw a picture.
But if it's cooked, I mean, it's hard to pull out a single grain.
I guess that's what makes it so impressive. Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Because it was on top of... It was like a big...
Like a bowl.
Bowl of rice, yeah. And she says to practice, she ate a lot of rice. I guess that would be...
I don't think the eating is the hard part. It's a minute. It's the finger part.
She eats rice at almost every meal, and she started doing that and then realized there was a record to it. And so they got Guinness to come and verify it. It was in the movie Karate Kid, Mr. Miyagi caught a fly.
That's right.
With chopsticks.
Oh, that's right.
Actually, Daniel did it after Mr. Miyagi had never been able to do it. LaRusso did it.
How would you rate your chopstick skills, Kelly?
Zero.
Zero.
Zero. It's probably...
Do you just leave them when you go to a...
Oh, I never
If
do.
You ever go to an Asian restaurant, do you just leave the chopsticks in the paper?
Yeah, I never use them. I always ask...
I need a fork, please.
I always ask for a fork. And I've never been able to work chopsticks. In fact, other than roller skating and ice skating, it's probably... And my sexual skills, it's probably on the lowest of the things I do worst.
I know they make them for little kids now that are rubber banded together. Could you try those?
I don't think I could even do that. I have a real... And people try to, you know, to teach me how to do them, but I've never been able to. And it's also... It reminds me of like... And the stick shift car. What can I not do? Ski, roller skate, satisfy a woman, use chopsticks, drive a stick shift.
Yeah.
These are the things that I do worst.
Yeah.
And people have said, here's how you do it, but I always thought, why do I really need to know this? I'll just ask for a fork. You know, I always ask for a fork. And with sushi, I just eat with my fingers. I just dip it into the...
Look, I'm right there with you, man.
I was going to ask you, Big, how would you rate your chopstick skills?
Oh, no need.
Yeah, no.
Zero.
That's not a number. Okay.
Incomplete.
Yeah, never tried. I have no what a fork is, man.
You've never tried.
You didn't even try it.
No, I have a fork. What do I need to try to eat tiny little sticks for?
I hate...
Sometimes it's fun.
This is America.
I didn't want to sound like the American.
Johnny Jingo?
Right. Call me Johnny Jingo. If you want to call me Johnny Jingo, go ahead. But I've always thought the fork is the perfect eating utensil. You know, you get a fork and a spoon.
Sizzling hot takes up in here.
I'll just say it. I mean, B.B. Shea on our now defunct podcast used to say to me, you need to have some hotter takes. And that I should have said that one. To me.
Best utensil ever invented?
Fork. Fork.
I think though, but if you were to, I don't know, this may be to prevent them being used as weapons, but if you ever see people with one utensil, it's usually a spoon.
I think we've had this discussion. The truth is, the best utensil is the spork. Because.
You said it, brother.
I mean.
did the curl invent that or his minions?
The spork. Now, it needs to be. Now, all the sporks I've ever seen have been plastic. But if you had a metal spork, then you could use it for soup or ice cream, but also for, you know, stabbing your vegetables and eat a salad with it if you really wanted to. I've always felt like the spork, which is somewhat made fun of, is really a fantastic utensil, you know, because you can stab or scoop.
I just did a quick Google check, invention of the spork. And Biggie's on the telephone right now, but I'll let you both take a stab at it. If you'd like to guess, because it is patented, the spork has been patented in the United States of America. Would you care to guess the year the spork was patented?
I think 1950.
1950. Over to you, Biggie.
Earlier, 1920.
Biggie's closest, but you all overbid. The answer is 1874.
Man, we were thinking, whoever that was thinking ahead.
Big time.
Samuel W. Francis.
It should have taken off more. Only the Colonel really embraced it in the 1970s with his, because you could get the chicken with it and use it for your potatoes and that and your slaw and all that. That was that's my thing. Chopsticks, obviously, you can't do soup, you know, and fork, you can't do soup, but. And I didn't want to sound like Johnny Jingo.
Yeah,
but I'm much more of an American as far as our utensils.
An American diner.
I think we've.
I told you when we were in China for a week,
nothing.
Not a single fork or spoon in sight.
You couldn't find it.
Everything was chopsticks.
I would have eaten with my hands. I would have. I'm just taking it in with my hands. Although I was told once that the Chinese. What was I told? I was having a Chinese meal.
Yes.
A delicious succulent Chinese meal. A succulent Chinese meal.
Take your hand off me.
And the guy that I was eating with, a former colleague, said, you know.
Oh, not the wiping thing.
What he
thing.
Said. He said, the Chinese don't use toilet paper. They just wipe with their hand and then wash their hands. And I said, are you using? And I had, you know, some Mugu Gai Pan right on my fork, right there on it. Brandy, you're talking about chopsticks. Go ahead.
Yeah, P1 from Stillwater, Oklahoma here.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Huge fan.
Thank you.
Of the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
Okay, all right. All right, yes, okay.
To get to the point, sorry for that one, yeah. Chris. I had a colleague that we came from Japan, and his kids were small, and they did a lot of Americanization. They really loved it. Mm-hmm. And then when they went back to Japan after 3 years, he called and he said, you guys have ruined my children. Mm-hmm. I said, what are you talking about? And he said, well, they refuse to use chopsticks. They're like, Dad, why would anybody use a chopstick when there is a fork?
I know. I just really felt like that's the case, but that's not everybody thinks that way. Obviously, you know, what's used more in the world? Chopsticks or fork and spoon? Thank you very much, Randy. And thanks for listening in Stillwater.
Well, I mean, I think it's got to be the non-Asian countries would outnumber.
Yeah.
The Asian countries.
But there's
so many... I think actual utensil.
Well, what do they use in India? Is it chopsticks? Because India and China have the most people.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, if the world's population is around 8 billion, which it is, there are probably 3 billion in India and China.
Yeah.
Right? So, and then you lump in Japan with that. But those are the primary spots.
Right. But I think, you know, everyone in Russia uses standard Americanized utensils,
yeah,
I would think.
Brazil and the United States, yeah. Of course. Okay. That's a great discussion. But I'm very, very into the utensils that we use, of course. That guy, you guys weren't here when, you know, he died, the guy that ate the succulent Chinese meal.
He was being arrested,
mm-hmm.
taken out of the Chinese restaurant in handcuffs.
Yeah.
Was this in Australia?
Yeah, and
passed this year?
He just passed. You know, when he passed was when you all had COVID and it was just BB Shea and myself in here.
The dark times.
Yes. A lot of people came up to me at our Trunk or Treat event and said, man, that week, man, I don't know. That was really rough. It was just me and BB Shea up in his piece.
If you think this costume is scary, you should have known how I felt that week. I was scared.
What are you dressed as?
The dark times.
Half BB Shea, half Kelly.
What a terrible.
That's it.
At the dark times. When you weren't here and they all just said, man, that was just so awful. It's terrible. Well, I can't even find the full piece right now, but yes, he was arrested and said, to unhand me. I just had a succulent Chinese meal.
A succulent Chinese meal.
And I believe one of the arresting officers put their hands below his waist.
On my penis. Take your
remove your hand.
Take your hand off my penis. That's exactly right. And he passed. We lost him.
Yeah, colorful fat fellow.
Yeah, and I said to BB Shea, we lost this guy.
A succulent Chinese meal.
BB Shea said, I don't know what you're talking about. That was the darkest of the dark hours.